People from around the world came to Seattle this week for an international news conference. It's called the Global Street Paper Summit, and it focuses on people who are homeless. KUOW's Ashley Stewart reports.
Sabina Lopez does this every day.
You guys interested in buying a real change paper today? It's fresh out the coffee.
It's not only on Seattle street corners where this happens. There are more than 100 newspapers around the world sold by people who are homeless. One of the big things under discussion at the conference is new ways to pay for the papers. It's as simple as using your phone to scan a code on the vendor's badge.
They get their iPhones and go to the Real Change app and take a picture of this, and they get the copy on their phones.
Earlier this year, Real Change partnered with Google to launch a smartphone payment app. Now, for the first time, customers can buy a copy without going to an ATM.
What we're trying to do now is, rather than fear the digital world, we're trying to embrace everything that it has to offer.
That's Marie Aldham. She's CEO of the International Network of Street Papers. That's the Glasgow-based organization that's putting on the conference. They came here because Real Change has been a real innovator when it comes to digital payments. Vendors for Real Change have been using the payment app since April. Tim Harris is the newspaper's founder. He says embracing the digital age is just a tool for the real goal of newspapers like his.
So people go from being isolated, stigmatized, homeless individuals who don't have a lot of experience of community in their lives to operating within this supportive community of people who care about them. I mean, it's more than just about buying the paper. It's about getting to know people and forming relationships.
The Global Street Paper Summit is in Seattle through Friday. For KUOW, I'm Ashley Stewart.